Hashem.tv.
Yes. Today, apparently, we will finish the Arvut article in the present reading. We started to understand how much this principle is the central principle. This is what we have to keep. This is the general law of connection of the broken kelim vessels back into a single kli, into the system of Adam HaRishon, into one soul. And then according to how much we assemble, how much we all come together, the whole of humanity, all of the souls, we will learn yet what are all of these souls that do not exist in bodies in this world, how they also get organized and fit together with us, how accordingly we discover our force of connection, or the Creator, which is really the same thing, on the degrees of Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, and Yechida, truly up to Yechida, as we reach a uniform form in our connection, and the feeling of the true reality, where the Creator exists in us, shining in us, fulfilling us, and we hold on to Him and equalize with Him. And all of this is attained only by keeping the conditions of the Arvut. So, go ahead, please. Item 28, right?
Ma'amar Arvut.
Ve'ata muvan lanu itev. גם המילות הקודמות בכל שיעורם.
Item 28.
Yes.
אם שמוע תשמעו בקולי.
Now we fully understand the previous words.
Now we fully understand the previous words. For he says, quote, now if you surely listen to my voice and keep my covenant, end quote, meaning make a covenant on what I am telling you here, to be my sgula from among all peoples. This means that you will be my sgula, and sparks of purification and cleansing of the body will pass through you onto all the peoples of the nations of the world.
Meaning, in what can we be a sgula, a virtue, or a remedy? A special group where we will make out of us such a structure so that through us the sparks of purification will pass on to all of the nations, to the whole of humanity.
For the nations of the world are not yet ready for this, and at any rate, I need one nation to start with now. So it will be as a remedy for all the nations.
Meaning, one group is what the Creator needs for it to come together into such a state so that through it, the upper light can be passed, the upper force can be passed on to everyone. Yes.
What does this give the Creator if this group exists? How does He use this group in order to pass on the sparks?
It starts with the four phases of direct light. It is impossible to immediately create a will to receive that would be the opposite of the will to bestow. And it will have its full power standing opposite the Creator, but rather here there has to be a gradual development through four phases. This is back in Ensof, this was done in the four phases of direct light, and therefore this whole reality later on exists in each and every place. And this gradation, we have processes that are back and forth. It's not necessarily the one who is the first who is the most important. Well, the one who is first is the most important in that he's the first and he passes on to others. But if he passes it on to others, it means that actually the others are more important. Therefore, Israel are called a few among the nations. The few doesn't mean according to quantity in spirituality, but according to quality or unity. Therefore, on the one hand, they have the obligation to keep the law of Arvut as much as possible, and especially to guard themselves up to that special time, which is called the last generation. And then they have a role when they start to understand what is the matter of Israel, that they yearn for the Creator, that group that came out of Babylon, that includes within it representatives of all of the nations, and they now need to receive an illumination, an awakening, a special force, the force of unity from the Creator, and teach it to everyone. It is called to be the light upon the nations, the light unto the nations. And once they pass it on to all of the people of the world, meaning all of those who do not have such a yearning by themselves, then all of these nations that receive through Israel the upper light, they begin to actualize it. And then indeed, then they begin to realize the law of Arvut in practice with a strong force, a special force. And this will be the end of correction, where they correct the connection between them and they give the Creator a place to be revealed fully. By this, they give contentment to the Creator, and in that there is a unification between the Creator and the created being. This is the purpose of the existence of the whole of reality, that the created being that the Creator created elevates himself to the degree of the Creator. As it says, the Lord will be one and his name one. His name in Gematria numerology is Ratzon, desire, and the Lord is the fulfillment. So that the desire and the fulfillment, the Creator, the beings and the Creator will be as one, inseparable.
Hello, Rav. My question is it necessary to serve the ten with hands and feet? Because I feel a natural resistance to do that. In other words, serve the friends with actual actions. It feels like there's resistance to do that, and like it's hiding something.
You need to see how much or on what level you are in a connection, and on what level you want to have a nice and pleasant connection, not egoistically, but in a purposeful way. Maybe it's not so pleasant for me, but it is purposeful, and then I agree to it. You need to discuss it, you need to freely talk about it. All in all, we are little egoistic beasts, and we need to scrutinize what is happening in us, how did the Creator create us, and what do we have to do in order to reach our goal, the purpose of our life. There is no room here for being ashamed, but to the contrary, we have to speak as openly as possible, however in a purposeful way. That's it, and you will see. How can you reach agreement and equal ground?
Latin 4. Latin 4.
Buenos días, amado Rab y amados amigos.
Good day, beloved Rab, beloved friends.
¿Qué nos podría recomendar, Rab? ¿Cómo lo hacemos bien?
Our 10 wants to renew the Arvut between us. The what we sign on together. How to work on that?
Well, first of all, you have to discuss what is it that you need in order to feel that each one depends on the others. Arvut means I am one, an individual. I exist among other people, many other people, and now I start to discover that I depend on them 100%. So what should I do? This is how it is.
How
do we reach a state where I feel myself entirely alone and dependent on others? So what am I going to do? Speak about it among yourselves. Then you will understand what you have to do.
Bulgaria too.
What are the sparks of purification that need to pass through? What is that? Why purification?
Purification means that the will to receive becomes more pure, not by it disappearing, but rather by having a masach over it, so that we can work with the will to receive in order to bestow. Kiev 1.
Да, дорогой учитель, я если правильно вас понял, вы сказали, что поручительство — это экран.
If I understand correctly, you said that the Arvut is Masach, Tzimtzum, and Or Chozer. Masach, restriction, and reflected light. Can you do that in the ten, everyone together, let's say?
Wait, it needs to be done in the ten and only in the ten, yes? Besides the ten, you cannot do it.
Я могу понять, что я, например, это делаю по отношению к товарищам, то есть я сокращаю свою.
So I can understand that I'm doing it as an example towards the friends. I restrict my desires, I integrate in them, I try to bestow upon the Creator. How to do it in a synchronized manner where the Masach and Tzimtzum.
I replace my individual person desire with the desire of the ten. I do not just restrict my desire. This is impossible. I replace it through the importance of the society relative to my own importance. This is how I replace my personal desire with the collective desire, and I only work with the collective desire.
Piti 31.
Piti 30.
Avere dei lavori nella decina, cioè avere delle responsabilità, aiuta ad aumentare e a essere d'esempio.
To take roles in the ten. Does that help increase avut towards the friends?
I must. First of all, on my behalf, I must be the one who is leading the Arvut according to my qualities. And this is how each and every friend in the ten must lead the Arvut with his qualities. And then in such a way, when we connect and we complete each other, we reach the Arvut of the ten.
Latin 7.
Buen día, gracias, Rab. La pregunta es, ¿cómo en la decena tenemos?
Hello, good day. Thank you, Rab. My question is, how should we prepare ourselves in the ten in order to ask for and receive the Arvut?
First of all, constantly think that Arvut, mutual guarantee, is what we have above us. It is a condition, a law, a rule of nature, of the corrected nature, the system of Adam Rishon that the Creator created, and later on He broke it, in order for us, by assembling it back, we will get to know the system and control it. So this is how we need to relate to it, that above us there is this condition, that we have to reach such a connection so that each will help his friend, or we call it love sometimes. Yes.
Hello.
Shalom, Rav. There is a feeling that if we don't think about the friends, don't add actions in dissemination, we fall immediately. Is the force of Arvut working like that?
האם כך הוא פועל בצורה כזאת?
כן.
Yes, because the Arvut includes within it dissemination as well, because with the Arvut, as we read now, that through us sparks of purification and cleansing must pass on to the whole of humanity. So this is also a part of the Arvut. It's in the same essay that we're now studying. As it says, for the whole earth is mine, meaning all the nations of the land belong to me and will end up cleaving, destined to adhere to me. The Creator says, however, now while they're still incapable of performing this task, for all of us to be together and to bestow between us and to the Creator, between us and to the Creator it is the same, I need the virtuous people. That is a small group that is capable of it. And if you agree to it, meaning to be the virtue, the remedy for all of the nations, Sgula, in Hebrew means Segol, three lines, 3 points, dots, then I command you to be unto me a kingdom of priests. What is a kingdom of priests? Which is the love of others. This is called a Kohen, a priest. One who reaches the degree of love of others is called Kohen. In its final form of love your friend as yourself. It's written in a very clear way. We can't just go through it and not think about it. You shall be unto me a kingdom of priests, which is the love of others in its final form of love your friend as yourself. Meaning, one who reaches a state where he has in him love your friend as yourself, he is called a Kohen.
Priest.
That's it. Each and everyone. In the end, everyone must reach it.
How do we strengthen, Rav, the Arvut between us? Like you tell, you told Rui that they need to strengthen the connection. How we tend to do that?
Dear, I don't know. You've been with us for 15 years, maybe? And you study and you participate. We need to invest more and more in thought, in the subtlety of the heart, to try, and most importantly, not to let go. Be together with the friends and in prayer for the Creator. What helps the most is that we come together and we turn to the Creator. As much as possible, we connect. We discover that we cannot connect. However, with all of these conditions, we turn to the Creator for Him to do it, for Him to correct it. All the corrections come from Him. We shouldn't demand of ourselves to be corrected. We should demand of ourselves only to turn to the Creator for Him to correct us. By this, you give Him contentment. And to realize that He reveals corruptions in you because He enjoys when you ask of Him. Do you understand it? This is how it is. He enjoys the fact that you discover that you are incapable of it, that you are weak, that you are broken, that you don't know, you don't understand, and you turn to Him and you ask of Him. And not by yourself. Rather, you come with a few other friends and you ask of the Creator, connect us. You understand how you don't realize how much by this you're giving Him contentment.
Доброе утро, учитель. Вы сегодня сказали, что вы не представляете, как Творец наслаждается, если десятков поднимать.
You said you can't imagine, you told us you can't imagine how much the Creator enjoys the common request of the ten. Right? What is the pleasure of the Creator? Can you explain? What does He enjoy?
The Creator enjoys it because we connect together, even though He broke us. Because by us connecting, we scrutinize the form of unity, the law of unity, the quality of unity, which is Him. The Creator does not exist, but only to the extent that we specifically unite together, unite all of the broken qualities, By this, we make him. And then he enjoys that. These are very high things, very exalted things. I don't have the words to explain it. Let's go for.
How to develop a sensation, a feeling for the desire of the society?
Again?
How to develop a feeling of for the... For the desire of the society.
Desire?
You said in the beginning of the lesson that I replace my desires with the desire of the society. How to do that?
Well, first of all, you speak about it. You can speak about it. You can speak about each and everything, right? So just talk about it in a way that is as simple as possible and direct. Because we're talking about qualities that the Creator created in us, and there is nothing in us that we should be ashamed for on our own. We should only be ashamed for our lack of correction, that the Creator has given us an opportunity and we didn't use it. For this, we need to be ashamed. But for the fact that He created us in a bad way, well, that's not us. It says about this, go to the craftsman who made me. But the fact that He gave me an opportunity to correct the connection between us, and I didn't yet correct it on my side and each one on his side, that is a problem. This is what we should be ashamed of.
So how do I develop a feeling for the desires of the friends?
Well, talk to them. Talk to them. It's very simple. If you are as one man in one heart, then make it so. Speak as though you are one person, one man.
New York free.
Можно ли так сказать? Арвуд — это постоянно обновляемый.
Is it possible to say that
Arvud
is an individual deficiency that is constantly renewed, which each one brings to the ten, so that the Creator will connect us into one kli?
Yes, that's the beginning of the Arvud, but later you begin to feel Arvud as a collective force, a common force in the ten, and that the Creator Himself is sustaining the Avut. The power of Avut is the power of mutual connection, which isn't in any individual. It was broken up, shattered, and therefore Adam HaRishon was dismantled. Yes. And so we want to return, to enter into Avut, and we ask the Creator to tie us together. Meaning Avut in itself is the Creator being revealed in us.
Rav,
we, as a 10, want to disseminate in such a way that sparks of purification will pass through us to the broad public. But we stumble upon a situation where we have nothing to disseminate as a 10. What's Rav's advice for us?
So don't disseminate. You're not a 10. If you have nothing to disseminate, it's a sign that you're not a 10. Seriously, it's one of the signs. If you don't feel that you have to emerge, to come out of yourselves and to connect to the world, then you haven't come to the state of a 10 yet. It's a sign of gadlut, greatness. A person who grows, he wants to come out of the house to a wider, broader kind of life. And you're still in the stage of katnut, smallness. USALA.
USALA.
Rav, where it says, be my segula from among the peoples, how can we be the segula to the world when we still feel that we ourselves need the remedy, need the segula?
You have a family? Answer.
Yes.
You have a wife and children, yes?
Ken.
Yes. You understand that until you become a father, where you have a family, you have no responsibility and you have nothing. So, you have children, you build a family, and then you know what it means. Don't ask questions about the future. Instead, enter it, and then you will begin to understand what the right questions are and how to solve those. It's all in practice. The wisdom of Kabbalah is a very practical sort of wisdom. We need to act, which God created to do, right? The Creator created everything for us to act, to do. So do. Try establishing a connection and then find how incapable of it you are and then cry out to Him. Baltia.
У поручительства есть график, то есть утром до урока.
Is there some chart for the arvut? Let's say in the morning before the lesson, we put it together, we attain it, and then we renew it through dissemination. Or is it a constant effort?
You can determine a certain daily schedule for your work, and over a week you dedicate these days to this, those days to that. You can do something like that. For me, my days split into many parts. I hold talks, which you hear from here. I have talks from 10 to 12. And then I have talks with the 10. Then I have more work to do with the texts. And after that, again, a talk with the 10, and then a lesson. The evening lesson, and so on. The day is always split, and there's always something to be done, and so I recommend to have such an order for the day, for the 10, especially some plans for dissemination, meeting together, all of you, and then something you do with respect to dissemination. So build it, the connection between you and the connection between.
Selves will feel more as a part of us.
I don't have the words with which to express how glad I am in my heart to have USA, Northeast, Northwest, 4, 3, New York 1, all those groups, New York 2, Queens, USA, San Francisco. Look at what's happening today. Usually we never even saw them. Now they're there with question marks also. It brings you to tears. And I'm certain that they have great potential because they're in such a state, such an atmosphere, which pressures them, silences them even. And I very much hope we will be together and that they will lead us, the United States groups, for them to give us the drive, the direction, the necessity, that feeling of necessity to continue on forward. Because this blow that's coming now will come upon them most especially. It's not in Israel, it's not in the nations of the world, somewhere, different countries. It's not so bad there. In America, that's where you'll have the greatest drift. And so I hope very much that they will unite and connect together in North America and with us, all the groups, and we will use this whole situation in order to take a step forward towards Ahavut and the correction of the world.
One of the questions that was asked is, how can the friends shield themselves from the influence of the external environment?
Only through the connection between them. Only through the connection between them. How otherwise?
Well, there are all kinds of views. This is why I'm asking.
Only the connection. Very simply, only the connection. Being together a little more. We're learning this. But when they do it, they'll feel that they are very powerful, that they have spiritual force, ideological force that no one else in America has. No one in the whole world. But for them, it will be very clear that this is a group with great ideological power. And then they will feel how they can suddenly feel and see and understand. They will feel that the Creator is clothing in them. Because it comes over coarseness, over overcoming. And then the Creator will be clothed between this and that, meaning between the influence of the American environment and their own influence that they emit from within. And if there's enough resistance there for the Creator to be clothed in. Yes, he's waiting for a sufficient tension between the externality and internality to come about, and then he will be revealed. We invite him, we build him. And for them, the qualities, such qualities are being revealed in American society, which can be closer to the revelation of the Creator. We have to support them. But they mustn't disappear again. This has to be daily work. And it's not difficult in this. Yes, to complete, but again, you keep thinking about dissemination towards outside of your group, but I'm talking about the avut that exists between you right now, the connection between you, all of you, in light of this tsunami which is coming close to all of us and North America most of all. You need to be united. And then you will feel that you are protected against any problem. And to the contrary, the more you understand, the more confident, secure you are, you will give an example to everyone else. But that comes later, the example. For the time being, you need to be connected. New York 2.
Thank you, dear Rav. How beneficial would it be in developing these arvut amongst the North American men to have weekly connection actions, suppose Yeshivat Havilim or a meal amongst all the men in North America?
The more you are all connected, well, you need to read some excerpt twice or three times a day. And the main thing is to be in the lesson, to attend the lesson, and that will protect you and promote you, push you towards the upper force, which will defend you.
New York free.
New York.
Rav, you talked about it before. You said that a 10 needs to speak as one man. What does a 10 look like when it speaks as one man?
Only the goal. One single goal that we clarify and scrutinize more and more, and everyone agrees to it, although with respect to it, each one is in his own state. We don't talk about that. But the Keter shines upon everyone equally, as it is written.
Can I ask more?
Yes.
Today I'm Shatz. Now, you're giving us exercises. What should I do so that the 10 will be, all day when they're in the Zoom meetings, they'll speak as one man? What kind of attitude should they build, or what kind of attitude should I build as Shatz?
The Shatz has to focus the point of the lack, to sharpen the point of the lack of the whole group for the Creator, to take all their hearts to connect them together? And in what exactly is this the tip, the sharp end of all the hearts? What exactly that has to be aimed at? That's what the Shatz works on.
Thank you, Rab. You said at the beginning of the lesson that the Creator broke Israel and they scattered all over the world. Not too long ago, you also said the Creator does not exist. So what was broken? The connection was broken. How do we connect?
The Creator who breaks everything up is the upper force. Of course he exists, but the Creator that we want to discover, and enter into contact with, he doesn't exist until we make him exist, right? There's a difference. It's discernment. You understand?
So in the connection between us, we build him?
Yes, of course. You made me. That's what's written. We build him. But the upper force exists. The upper root, of course. But you don't turn to him unless through connection. And so it follows that the Creator that you attain through the connection is your own Creator. It's your upper force. But if you don't attain it, then there is a general upper force which makes everything happen. He doesn't ask you how you reach him or not. He does everything. His own kind of evolution.
Dear
Rav, you said that there has to be a single ketel, a crown for everyone in the tent, but there is also an individual work by the friends. What does it mean that there is one ketel for everyone?
If we build a partsuf, we connect in bestowing contentment to the Creator, each one with his own qualities, but according to how much he annuls himself to the friends, to that extent we can give contentment to the Creator. Since I don't know who is the Creator, what is the Creator, but if I cancel myself before the friends, then I do it in order to bestow to him.
What is a mutual keter when we speak about individual work?
In total, when we get rid of all of our individual goals, we connect in what's above us, in the common ketel, in the common goal. That's how it is. But this is work in above reason, meaning even when I don't feel the friend is great, I have to accept them as great because they have eyes but see not. I should not see him see the friends according to my qualities and give them shape according to how they appear to me. I have to accept them as existing in the complete degree. And I, to the extent that I can't see them in that complete degree, I have to see myself in the lowest degree, the incomplete degree. Is that clear? Ask about it, please. PT6.
Rav, you explained to us in the beginning of the lesson that we need to connect to an environment to get its influence. How can we, as BB, can we even bestow on our environment in the world that they will change?
We are connected to the whole world to the extent that we connect between us, and the upper force can bestow through us to the whole world. we have such a problem to connect between us, to connect to the upper force, but we cannot connect to the upper force since with which deficiency do we connect to him? So we connect between us in order to connect to the whole world. We receive deficiencies from the whole world. This is called he who participates in the sorrow of the public. And then with this deficiency of all of humanity, we can turn to the Creator. And then the Creator will surely bestow through us to all of humanity. So from the connection between us to humanity, and from connecting humanity to the Creator, and the Creator answers our man by bestowing through us abundance to all of humanity. This is the work.
So our work isn't like we need to awaken envy in others and they want to be like us. It's different work.
No. It's they don't need to be like us. They don't need it. They are incapable and they don't need to do it. They have a different role. Not less important, even more important. They need to disclose the deficiency. We need to accept this deficiency and raise it to the Creator. And the Creator, through us, fills their deficiencies. We are only a conduit. A conduit only. You know who we are. Like the neck between the head and the body that passes from the head to the body, everything it needs. So the Creator clothes in the head, and we are passing everything in the Creator to the body, to all of humanity.
Thank you, Rav. During the lesson, reading these articles and talking about it, I'm realizing how important the lesson is because it's changing me as we're doing it. Is this sufficient enough to just read these articles together and talk about it? Will this bring it about, make it happen?
This too will bring about change, but even more than that, if you will add your intention, your thinking, and even speaking about it throughout the day. Now you're here because we're all around you, the same thought, and then they're holding you. The moment they advance, they stop talking, you fall. So try to awaken then an environment and the force that will allow you to stay in it throughout the day. This is the work. Our work is for us to be in that same force, intention, like during the lesson.
So it's important to read the articles throughout the day. There's not just talking about it won't do it. We need to stick to the articles.
Yeah, of course, the sources give us energy. But to constantly be immersed in the sources, I think, is not recommended. You need to see that you are able to absorb these sources and that they fill you up. That you inhale them, and gradually they fill you. Number 3.
Each friend expresses their importance of the goal in their own way. What can one friend learn from another? What can I learn from the other friends?
What can I learn from the friends? You need to read the social writings by Rabash. If I understood him correctly.
Of an excerpt 20, he's actually saying that.
Go ahead.
He writes in Maor v'Shemesh, one should depict his friend as serving the Creator more than him. An author's envy will increase wisdom. By this, he will grow increasingly stronger in the work of the Creator. This is the meaning of each is burned by his friend's canopy. From the word fervor, by seeing that his friend's canopy is bigger than his, a fire will burn in him and his soul will further ignite towards the work of the Creator, and he will attain more attainments of godliness.
I should not calm down before I envy each and every one of the friends. I need to envy them. Truly big envy in each and every friend. In something that he has that stands out from him, and I don't. One is wiser or smarter. One is more nimble, more quick. The third one cares more about the unification of the society, and so on and so forth. More and more and more, each and every one, so that there isn't a single friend that keeps me calmed, and rather he awakens in me a great deal of envy. Then I will advance, and I'm not going to escape the envy, so everything will feel more relaxed, more comfortable. No, I want to be in the envy and for the envy to push me forward. Also in corporeal life, if I want to learn from someone, I need to envy what he knows and look at him and do like he does.
Belarus, manishma.
Ken, shela shel Pascal mi Congo.
Question from Pascal from Congo. Is Katnut the highest degree? How can we be like you, Rav? Because you give the maximum to all of us, and you're the only example we have for annulment. And still, you're my true hero.
I'm no hero. I'm trying to do what the Creator, according to what the Creator gave me, and that's it. That's how I feel myself. I must do it. What can you do? From the moment I got to know the wisdom of Kabbalah, the method of correction, we're both the upper force and all of the people want it, except they don't understand it, then I have to do this action as much as possible. And of course there are ascents, descents, and I need to try to constantly awaken myself.
So
it's not simple. I know I'm not some sort of a hero. I'm on the contrary, I'm very weak, and also according to my character, I'm very weak. You simply have to work on the importance. Work on the importance all the time. That's how it is. And later, also, habit becomes second nature, and trying to establish such systems in life that will obligate you when you fall, when you're falling. And that's how we need to do it. There's no other way. PT 10.
I wanted to ask about envy. You said I can't relax until I'm envious of every friend, and that will advance me. I want to ask, what is in the force of envy that pushes me ahead?
It's a very egoistic power, and our ego always advances us, either negatively or positively. We don't have any other power, any other energy but our ego. And if I add that ego to in the direction of the purpose of creation, then I can advance. I cannot silence myself. Let's say, take some pill that will quiet the ego. I'll become a vegetable. In fact, he who is greater than his friend, his inclination is greater. There will be more force of envy, and that's how we advance. I don't let myself calm down, relax, not envy, not be envious. Also, in students, it's written, I've learned most from all my students. I need to learn from each and every one. I try to envy each and every one. I try, and that gives energy, strength. And I'm happy if I'm envious and that I'm trying to be like that more and more.
So there's friends that I'm naturally envious of without doing anything, and there's some that I guess I don't see it. So what's the difference between awakening envy? I'm trying to scrutinize the work.
See something in each friend that you don't have and that you want to have. And because it has to be this way, except you don't see it.
Own the formation and repent in complete repentance. Again, 23. Through the love of friends and adhesion with the friends, one comes to complete submission, since he will see his friend's work and the intensity of the fire in their hearts and their excitement in serving the Creator. By this, he too will learn to work like them, recognize his own deformation, and he repent in complete repentance.
Since he sees the greatness of the friends and the work of the Creator, try to depict that with everything you've got, because that depends on the person. It doesn't depend on the friends or what they do or don't do. They have eyes and see not.
It's like that a person, there's a 10 around a person, but everything I will do, that's what's going to be. Otherwise,
we are in the world of Insof. I mean, if you want to go there, we are in the world of Insof. Everything is not finished. Rather, it was never broken. Everything is only with respect to the person who attains.
So what still is that thing about connection? Only my efforts? Only?
Yes, in order to correct your qualities so you'll be able to attain the Creator.
So what's the importance in 110, one structure?
They're all here to serve me.
So if I feel that it's easier to see the whole world clean and work with that,
I don't think this is easier. I think you're running away from your individual work.
What's special about this individual work?
You have to do it and see results. But with the world clean, it's everything is convoluted. It doesn't require a clear conclusion.
The results of seeing love towards the friends or greatness?
Yes. French. Advance towards the goal using both. The main thing, as I'm saying, the power of connection between us has to grow stronger each day. Because with each passing day, we are on a decline, the whole world and us. Don't get mixed up, because the world is going to begin to feel that in us there is a special force. It's not, maybe you won't even feel it's in us, but that there is such a thing in the world, which is the force of connection. And specifically during this pandemic and all the problems that are now coming in economics, in medicine, in everything, climate blows, in all of those, we can go through them in a good way if we are connected. So let us try to be like that between us, and the whole world will feel, not even on us, that if they will do it this way, they will feel better. Period. Let's do it. We have before us a new day until tomorrow morning. Let us try to connect between us even more. I'm very happy that you're connecting between you, inside the ten, between the tens, between the continents. It's very good. Try to be more connected with North America, South America, each and every place, as much as possible, as much as you can, both men and women. It's very important for us. We will accelerate our good development. And...